What do we have here? Such fascinating items. You've got quite the talent, my friend. But then, I do have an eye for special things. And special people. Aw, don't be so nervous. I don't bite much. I'm just a traveler admiring the local craftsmanship. But you, oh, there's something about you. You're like an undiscovered gem in the sea of mundane here. Oh, stammering in my presence. Oh, I do have that effect on people. It's the royal charm, I suppose. But let me share a little secret with you. I may look every bit the elf princess, but between you and me, I'm actually a prince. Surprised? Good. Life's too dull without a few surprises, don't you think? And you, my new friend, you have potential. Have you ever thought of pushing the boundaries a bit? Exploring a side of you that's just waiting to shine? I can help with that. What do you say? Are you ready for an adventure? Yes, come along. Come back to my bedchambers and let's step into a world where fashion is not just clothing. It's an art form. Yes, it's about expressing who you are. Or, sometimes, who you want to be. Here we are, my humble abode. All right. I say humble, but I know it's a castle. Still, look at these. Here, fashion knows no bounds. You'll find everything from elegance of royal robes to the boldness of street fashion. It's all about experimenting and finding what resonates with you. Start with something like this, for example. See how the blouse here hugs the form while the skirt adds a touch of whimsy? Yeah, it's about balance. Mixing elements traditionally seen as masculine and feminine. Fashion is about breaking all the rules, after all. Here, try these on. And don't worry about getting it right, okay? It's more about how these clothes make you feel. Comfortable? Empowered? That's what we're aiming for. So go on. I'll be right here. Go ahead and change. Yeah, that's it. And remember, in the world of fashion, confidence is your best accessory. Wear it proudly, and the rest will follow. Now, let's add some magic to your look with makeup and some skincare. This is where you can really start to express yourself. First, skincare, the canvas of your art. A good routine is key. Cleanse, exfoliate gently, mind you. And then moisturize. Yeah, you want your skin glowing. Here, feel this moisturizer. It is as light as elfin dew. Ah, it is amazing. Yeah, let's just put a little bit on you here and... ah, beautiful. Now for the makeup. There is no need to be overwhelmed. We can start simple. A bit of concealer here and... dash of color there. Now, makeup is about accentuating your features, not hiding them. Yeah, let's try a subtle look at first. A bit of foundation, some light blush, and natural lip color. Yeah, see how it enhances your features? Makeup is an art form, and your face is the canvas. But again, do not worry if you don't get it on the first try, okay? It's just about practice and finding what works for you. The goal is still to make you feel confident and comfortable, whether that's with a bold statement or a natural look. Remember, makeup is an expression of your inner self, so have fun with it. Experiment and let your true colors shine through. Now we arrive at one of my favorite realms of transformation, the hair. Ah, yes, the right hairstyle can truly define your entire look. See this? Wigs offer an exciting way to experiment without the commitment. You can change your style as often as you change your mood. Let's start with something daring, shall we? Here, try this wig on. It's all about seeing how different styles make you feel. Short, long, colorful, subdued. Each has its own character. Oh, and if wigs aren't your thing, then we can talk about your natural hair. A new cut or a splash of color can work wonders. this wig is one of my favorites. Let me show you how a wig can completely transform your look. It's not just about wearing it. It's about styling it to match your unique personality. Yeah, you like that? You like the way it looks? Yeah, I can tell. All right, it's yours. I can always get another. Yes, I'm sure, but first, we should probably talk about the basics of wig care if you're going to take this one home, okay? Now, always brush it gently, starting from the tips and working your way up. This prevents tangling and keeps the wig looking fresh and natural. Now for styling. With a wig like this, you have so many options. For a playful, youthful look, you can add some loose curls. Yeah, you could do that with just a low-heat curling iron or rollers, but either way. Just remember that synthetic wigs need special care with heat. Or, if you're going for something more elegant, try pinning it up on one side. Ooh, and you can use decorative pins or clips for an added touch of glamour. Yeah, see how it changes the whole vibe? Yeah, and for a bold statement, how about a sleek, straight look? Just use a wig brush to smooth it out, and a light mist of wig spray can add shine and hold. Indeed, straight styles can be striking, especially with vibrant colors. All right, it's your turn to decorate the wig. But don't be afraid to experiment. Experimenting with hair is just a journey in self-discovery. Oh, and remember, it is completely okay to change your mind. Today's long, flowing locks could be tomorrow's chic bob. Go ahead, play around with it. See how each style makes you feel. This is your stage, and your hair is part of the costume. So, what character will you play today? I like that one. It looks really good on you. Now that you're exploring your new look, it's essential to surround yourself with people who understand and support your journey. Finding your tribe is a crucial step. Whether it's an online group for femboys, a local cafe with queer-friendly nights, or just a gathering of like-minded souls, it's important to find a place where you feel accepted and you feel free to be yourself. It's not easy. I remember feeling alone in my early days of transformation, too. But then I found others who shared my passions and my struggles. It was honestly liberating. And you deserve to have that kind of support and camaraderie too. Yeah. Start by exploring online forums, social media groups, or the local events. And I know it might feel daunting at first, but remember, every member of these communities, they had to start somewhere, just like you did. And your tribe is out there, waiting to welcome you with its open arms. They'll be your allies, your confidants, and your cheerleaders. And together, you'll grow and celebrate every step of your journey. Remember, being a femboy is about embracing your true self. And there's strength in doing that together. So go out there and find your people. You'll be amazed at how much brighter the world shines when you're not walking through it alone. Now, let's talk about something that's at the core of all we've been doing so far. Self-confidence. It's the very essence of embracing your femboy identity. Well, yes. Confidence isn't just about how you look. It's about how you feel inside. It's knowing that you're unique, and that's what makes you powerful. But remember, it's still okay to have moments of doubt. We all do. But every time that you wear an outfit that makes you feel good, every stroke of makeup you apply, you're not just changing your appearance. You're affirming your identity. And with each affirmation, your confidence will grow. And there were still times, times when the world's judgments are just weighing heavily on me, but then I realize the only opinion that truly matters is my own. And the moment I embraced that, I found my strength. And you will too. So wear your identity with pride, and don't let anyone's words or looks shake your belief in yourself. You are in control of your own story, and it's a story that only you can write. And now we come to the next vital part of your journey, embracing your femininity in a different way. Yeah. It's all about celebrating the softer, more graceful aspects of yourself, no matter what society may say. Femininity isn't just about what you wear or how you look. It's a state of mind. It's in the way you move, the way you speak, and how you connect with the world. I want you to know that embracing your femininity is a personal journey that might take time, and that is perfectly okay. It's a path of self-discovery, and it'll be filled with moments of joy and self-realization. I want you to think about how you felt trying on those different outfits, experimenting with the makeup and styling your hair. Each of those moments were a step towards embracing the femboy within you. And do remember, there's no right or wrong way to be a femboy. It's just about finding what resonates with you, what makes you feel most like yourself. So be sure to take your time and enjoy the journey getting there. All right? All right, now take a look in the mirror and see the transformation that's begun. You're not just changing what's on the outside. You're awakening something beautiful on the inside. And I want you to embrace that feeling. Let it guide you. Yes, let it guide you to another subtle but impactful aspect of your transformation. Your voice. Adjusting how you speak can add a whole new layer to your femboy identity. Voice is about more than pitch. It's about tone, inflection, and the words you choose. As a femboy, playing with these elements can be fun and empowering. Try raising your pitch just slightly. Notice how it changes the feel of your words. And now, let's soften your tone. Imagine your voice is like a gentle stream flowing smoothly. Here, repeat after me in this new tone. The moon's glow is lovely tonight. See how replacing cool with lovely adds a touch of softness? It's these small changes that can make a big difference. Ah, yes, excellent! And remember, this is not about losing your old voice, but finding new ways to express it. It's okay if it feels strange at first. Like any change, it takes practice and patience. But your voice is a powerful tool for expressing yourself, and it is already beautiful and feminine. So, just experiment and find what feels right for you, and then embrace that with confidence. You're not just finding your voice. You're defining it. Very good. And now, I want you to just take a moment to reflect. Yes. Reflect on everything you've learned and experienced today. From the clothes you wear, to the way you sit, from your voice to the scent you carry, each of these elements is a part of you. A chapter in your journey of becoming a femboy. You have embraced new aspects of yourself and experimented with your expression. And in that, I think you've discovered some things about yourself. And do remember, this is just the beginning. Your journey will be ongoing. So don't be afraid to continue experimenting, to keep learning about yourself. And most importantly, be proud of who you are and how far you've come. You are unique, and that uniqueness is your strength. Now, go on out there and show the world that incredible person that you are. Remember, no matter where you go or what you do, you carry within you a feminine strength that no one can take from you. Embrace it fully, and never forget the beauty of being your true self. Now shine brightly. The world is richer with you in it.